Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Bishop Fulton Sheen is presumed to have made this command in one of his radio speeches. He said, I quote, "The history of the world would have been different if the Christian authorities had shown compassion, patience, and mercy instead of expelling Hitler and Mussolini from the schools and Joseph Stalin from the seminary in disgrace as weeds." We know Hitler was expelled from the monastery school because he was smoking in the monastery grounds. And Mussolini was expelled from the boarding school because at the age of 10, he stabbed one of his fellow students. And Stalin, Joseph Stalin, he was expelled from the seminary because he was revolutionary by reading Karl Marx's books. So these all three became tyrant, what we call, dictators. So if the Christian authority would have been patient with these, the world would have been changed or in different situation. Today, all the three readings invite us to reflect on how God was patient, how God was merciful and compassionate towards these sinners, how he forgave the sins and how he gave the opportunity for those people who were sinned against him to come back to him. When we read in the book of Genesis, we see those who were chosen by God, they were afraid of God. They felt that God was just God, punishing God. So they were afraid and they failed to realize that God is the God of mercy, compassion, and patience. In the book of Genesis itself, we come across this beautiful, incident where Cain, who killed his own brother Abel, and God did not expel him from this world. God allowed him to live in this world. His descendants, his family, they also were allowed to remain in this world. God did not expel them because our God is God of patience and merciful. We also read and know the life of Agag, King Agag, who was a notorious king. who was a man who is after properties of the poor people, like Naboth. He killed Naboth and he took away his property. And God said through the prophet that he also going to be killed in the same way how the Naboth was killed. But King Ahab pleaded for mercy. He accepted his mistake. And the word of God comes again through the prophet that he was not going to bring the wrath upon him. Our God is a God of mercy and compassion. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, our blessed Lord is teaching to all those who were following him to be merciful and compassionate and be patient. And it is because of this virtue called patience, Mother Mary is able to be seated as a queen of heaven and earth. And God is still waiting and waiting for the people, those who are sinners, to come back. You know, when we look into the Acts of the Apostles, the New Testament, we see the disciples of Jesus and Saint Paul, all the chosen disciples, were preaching about the imminent coming of Jesus, the second coming of Jesus. So they were asked to prepare themselves, be ready at any time the second coming is going to be. But till today, it's been more than 2025 or 26 years, the second coming is not yet. Why? Why God is delaying? You know, why? What about the preaching of the apostles to those people to prepare? The second coming is imminent. You know, our God gives time. Our God gives opportunity for those people who are like weeds in this world, that they may change their life and come back. Yes, we have heard in the gospel reading today, Jesus says in the parable, you know, he wants to let the weeds grow along the wheat. You know, when we go to the field, the wheat and weeds, and I was working in a paddy field when I was in India, and parochial vicar there, I was working in the paddy field with the other, you know, local people. So when the paddy and the weeds, they grow, we cannot, you know, differentiate them. The paddy and the weeds, they look similar unless the grain comes, the grain pops out. So we cannot identify which is weed, which is paddy or wheat. So we need to allow them to grow. So same with Jesus is practical in speaking about the kingdom of God. He allows even evildoers to grow with us, that they may have get or they may get chance to change their lives. That's how the heaven is filled today. Those sinners who were considered as unworthy to enter into heaven were chosen by God. God has chosen them to be an instrument to grow the kingdom of God on earth. Saint Augustine is a very good example that we can give or speak about. A sinner who considered him to be the worst among all the sinners, but God has chosen him to be the saint. So God gives time. God is patient. God is waiting for us to come back, even if we are bad now. Even if we are sinners now, we are called to make use of the given opportunity to become good. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, even though we are created in the image and likeness of God, we are having evil in our hearts. Every person is filled with both good and evil. So, we cannot kill ourselves. We need to change. We need to change our evil way of life, and we should become the true follower of Christ. You see, in the gospel, at the end of the gospel, Jesus is speaking about the punishment. If those people not able to make use to change their lives in given time, they will be thrown into fiery Gehenna. They will be thrown into hell. So the given time, the given opportunity is to be made used to become the follower of Christ, to become good people in this world. So as we know about ourselves, who am I? How long it's been I made my last confession? Am I really preparing myself to follow Christ? Or am I really pretending to be a Christian or follower of Christ? So we need to answer at the last judgment. If we are able to stand in his presence with a holy heart, we will be entering into heaven. But if we are not, then we have to face the eternal punishment. So let us make use of the given opportunity, as many saints made use, as many people whom we see in the Bible made use, including Saint Paul. We are also called to make use of the given chance to become good and be like him, that we also will enter into eternal happiness, enter into heaven. For that grace, let us pray during this Mass. Amen.